Harvard facing the Supreme Court practices, and that verdict should be definitely one to watch in the near future. That's a little bit of what's going on in Boston. Coming up next, we'll get you some big national news stories and all the greatest hip-hop and R&B music. You're listening to Spencer Walsh Show right here on WMFO.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in. My name is Spencer Walsh. Hope everyone is having a great Monday. Great to be back here in the week before we have our first, you know, official schedules here at the radio station. So grabbing on as many hours. I was on like last night at 11. That was a lot of fun. And now here I am with, you know, your normal, much more standard kind of Monday episode of the show today. We're going to get right through and into all of it. And a lot of interesting news stories on the top. Just get you kind of caught up on what is going on at the moment, where it looks like what we are seeing is a big sell-off, kind of, you know, starting maybe, I don't know, I'm not a financial analyst, starting the first time I heard about, you know, some of this crash stuff here we saw was in cryptocurrency, which is kind of an interesting indicator in the, you know, broader tentacles crypto has been growing into the economy here. But here, according to the Wall Street Journal, the S&P 500 entered correction territory on Monday as the 2022 swoon for major U.S. stock indexes has accelerated here. Favored speculative stock investments, including technology stocks, are similar, and similar companies led the slump. The Russell 2000 index of small stocks is down nearly 20% from its 52-week high, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite is down 16% from its record 2 months ago. So it looks like Monday's slide extended rather into the cryptocurrencies, with Bitcoin at one point losing half of its market value since its November high. So yeah, Bitcoin, another one of these things that is just a very, very malleable part of the market, just like so much of it in the kind of post-pandemic era, COVID-19, March 2020 on here. In other news, as promised, here, getting more into this hearing here in front of the Supreme Court, as the Supreme Court has agreed Monday to hear challenges to the admissions process at Harvard and the University of North Carolina here, according to Pete Williams on NBC News, presenting the most serious threat in decades to the use of affirmative action by the nation's public and private colleges and universities. Despite similar challenges, the court has repeatedly upheld affirmative action in the past, but two liberal justices who were key to those decisions, Anthony Kennedy and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, are gone, and their Trump-appointed replacements, that will be Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, be much less likely to find their, you know, to find their the practice constitutional, you know, very, very controversial practice that has been rejected at times by, you know, both white and sometimes even recently by some minority communities who say, you know, that's not really what we want to be identified by. But like, here's what the case is. In the latest case, groups backed by a longtime opponent of affirmative action, Edward Blum of Maine, sued Harvard and UNC in federal court, claiming its undergraduate admissions system discriminated against Asian American students in the Harvard case and both Asian American and white students in the North Carolina case. Lower courts ruled the school's limited consideration of race was a legitimate effort to achieve a more diverse student body. So the lawsuits were targeted to challenge the admissions process at both a private and public university. So that is why those, you know, the people who want to see kind of change on this have been very, very strategic about what courts they decide to go through and when. Internationally here today, NATO has sent its Eastern fighter jets and ships to to Eastern Europe as the Ukrainian conflict has intensified. So the tense conflict here has shifted, as in the Washington Post, into further crisis mode on Monday, with NATO saying it was moving more military equipment into Eastern Europe and Ukraine, Eastern Europe and Russia, continuing to build up mass forces along the border with Ukraine amid fears that it will invade its neighbor. So Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said NATO was watching, Russia was watching NATO's moves, and President Vladimir Putin was taking measures to ensure that our security and our interests are properly protected. So pretty much, as you can tell here, Ukraine is kind of in a big kind of the unfortunate piece in the middle of really what is a broader conflict between these two declining powers, right? You have the United States and NATO, which is becoming, as a political force, increasingly weak and irrelevant. And, you know, Russia, being what it is a very much a declining economy, you know, very much built off that petrodollar, which is a big thing that's kind of helping them now. But in terms of, you know, military force, in terms of economic strength, they are not really something, you know, too crazy to be dealt with here as well. You know, the United States here really striving to kind of protect that older economic and, you know, military order of NATO when it comes to wanting to get Ukraine into NATO at the end of the day. And Russia really fearing some of this, you know, and really kind of wanting their own sphere of influence, kind of like what they had in the Soviet era, and wanting the U.S. to kind of respect those Russian, you know, national boundaries with what we see here about, you know, with what we see here with regards to Ukraine. And really, I think the clearest thing here at all, and probably the most unfortunate thing, is that the Ukrainian people will not get much of, you know, a say in the matter as they kind of get played with between, you know, these two forces, you know, Zelensky and the United States, and definitely Putin and Russia, probably not having the best interests of Ukrainian people at heart here. So let's get into this here from USA Today. This is six bodies. Authorities in Wisconsin were investigating after six people were found dead in a home. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office said about 3:45 p.m. Sunday, Milwaukee police responded to a welfare check at a residence where four men and one woman were found dead. So this is according to Police Chief Paul Formolo. So the victims have not yet been identified, and it looks like the injuries that killed them were caused by gunfire. So it really looks to be definitely an unfortunate situation there. We will go through some more news stories, and including, you know, do want to catch you up on some of the big tours later in the show that will be coming around as we kind of get more into the cultural side of things later on. You know, 62 most anticipated tours have been put together for 2022 by Pitchfork. A big one just came out just a few hours ago. This is the Bad Bunny tour. Very, very exciting about all of that. But we also, you know, this is WMFO, the greatest freeform radio station right here in the greater Boston area. So we got to get you some music. And the final ingredient here, if you want to call in, get your voice heard about any of this, call 855-915-WMFO. Want to take your calls, want to hear your opinions. So, you know, I think we may as well just get into it. And we're starting off with a little bit of, you know, this always goes hard. It's a classic every time. A little bit of Future. The Percocet and Stripper Joint.
Check this out. I get mad zooted. I got this bad thing I recruited. My passion is a movie, I say fuck her cause I screwed her. I stay on Miley Cyrus, everywhere I go I'm screwed up. I know my Texas got my back and that's for sure though. Sipping on Instapain like it's tangy pain. We ain't never gonna get this life, huh? I know them boys say they get to the money over there. Baby, trust me, these niggas not like us. I put charisma in my lingo when she fell for me. I gave her realness and that's all she gon' get from me. On the fire, superstar, I'm straight up out the hood. I just did a dose of Percocets with some strippers. I just poured this lean in my cup like it's liquor. I just need a whole lot of drugs in my system. I just try acid for the first time, I feel good. Treasure bring misery, codeine in my delivery. I pulled up in a big beat, swerving like a hippie. Moving with the dopers and pushers in the Rover, ducking undercover, hugging the interstate. Popping a couple cakes, the drum hanging under me. Got a chain hanging over me, God watching over me. All my angels watch over me. I bag it like groceries, keep some cash flowing over me. Got some money all in my hand and I stack it all under me. The young niggas under me, they gon' stand up in any war. We grip the ground up at the head of a seminar. I talk for the real ones, I talk for them. They feel this out in Belgium. Free band game.
I just did a dose of Percocet with a stripper. I just poured this lean in my cup like it's liquor. I just need a whole lot of drugs in my system. I just try acid for the first time, I feel good.
Tell her join in. You be going hard. You be going hard. You be going hard. You be going hard. Other they be slacking. You be on your job. You be going hard. 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 Other they be slacking. You be on your job. You be going hard. You be going hard. Baby, bend it over. Let me see you twerk. Say that you can stay. Say you gotta work. So big, I see that underneath your skirt. Smoke weed so you pass, cause she need the perp. I be on alert, grinding from the dirt. So good, say I come in first. You just need another glass, then you getting turf. Bend it over, throw it back, put it in reverse. You be going hard, you be going hard. You be going hard, you be going hard. Other they be slacking, you be on your job. You be going hard, you be going hard. You be going hard, you be going hard. You be going hard, you be going hard. Other they be slacking, you be on your job. You be going hard, you be going hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we told you we'd fill you in on some of the most ambitious tours that we have seen yet to come. And, you know, we do plan on doing that, definitely. And, you know, one of the tours that I am personally most excited about, you know, I probably will not be attending it, but I think it's going to be very, very good and very, very successful, is the one I just told you about, that Bad Bunny tour. Even after selling out his 36-date El Ultimo Tour del Mundo, arena tour in record time, and even before playing a single show from that tour, which kicks off February 9th, Bad Bunny is announcing another ambitious 29-date stadium tour for 2022, promoted by Live Nation and CNN. Bad Bunny, the world's hottest tour, kicks off on August 5th at Campus Stadium in Orlando, and with 15 U.S. stops, including Yankee Stadium, New York, Hard Rock Stadium, Miami, and Fenway Park in Boston. So that could be interesting. So that's very good news for the thousands of fans that were not able to score some of the tickets to the one I mentioned before, the El Ultimo Tour del Mundo, which sold out in days. The world's hottest tour also comes with a bonus in the U.S. Bunny will feature DJ Alesso for a guest for 11 dates, Diplo a guest for 2 dates, and that will include the final show at SoFi Stadium in L.A. The tour then continues to South America with stops in Buenos Aires, Mexico City, of course, those being in Mexico and in Argentina. So, yeah, that is the pretty much the gist of it, pretty much where we are at. And, you know, why not to celebrate?
Yeah, yeah.
Play one of my favorite Bad Bunny songs out there, Ni Bien Mal. Yeah. From one of the better albums, my personal favorite Bad Bunny album, X100 Prey.
Pase lo que pase, no te voy a llamar. Ya yo me quité, tú nunca me vas a amar. Pa' no pensar en ti, tengo que fumar. Sin ti no me va bien, tampoco me va mal. Pase lo que pase, no te voy a llamar. Ya yo me quité, tú nunca me vas a amar. Pa' no a prender y no lo voy a pasar. Te juro por mami que en ti no voy a pensar. Errores como tú no me vuelven a pasar. Yeah. A veces la noche se vuelve martirio, como nuestro amor que se volvió un delirio. Mi alma está en guerra, terreno sirio. Ey. Las botellas de vino terminan en vidrio. Ey. Y tu puta en verdad que te envidio. Ey. Pero nada, tú vas a extrañarme cuando abras la cartera y no tengas nada. Cuando él te lo meta y no sientas nada. Cuando te sientas sola, perdida en la nada. Tú puedes arreglarlo, pero no haces nada. Baby, gracias por nada. Ey. Ahora sobran los tatu y los chavos. Ey. Tu amiga dando like, si le meto la grabo. Ey. Me cago en tu madre y la de tu abogado. Prende la radio, te dejo un recado. Sin ti no me va bien, tampoco me va mal. Pase lo que pase, no te voy a llamar. Ya yo me quité, tú nunca me vas a amar. Pa' no pensar en ti, tengo que fumar. Sin ti no me va bien, tampoco me va mal. Pase lo que pase, no te voy a llamar. Lo mejor de todo es que era pa' salir. No tengo que esperar que te termines de vestir. Hoy en noche me la di y me voy a divertir. A tu amiga la acabo de partir. Como dice Mickey, no te voy a mentir. Fui uno más de tu colección. No sé, entre tú y yo ya no hay conexión. Pa'l carajo el pelo no hay reconciliación. Suya, sin ti no me va bien, tampoco me va mal. Pase lo que pase, no te voy a llamar. Ya yo me quité, tú nunca me vas a amar. Para no pensar en ti, tengo que fumar.
I want to just take you back there to just to the very, very beginning of this pandemic. You know, everyone's making, you know, the starter bread or whatever. Everyone's at home, everything's canceled, you know. World needs a reason to dance, and Dua Lipa gave her listeners that reason to dance. Future Nostalgia and her highly anticipated sophomore album dropped on March 27, 2020, promptly infiltrated playlists and radio stations with a slew of pop funk hits from Don't Start Now, Physical, Levitating, especially after nearly 2 years of waiting. Fans will finally get to dance to those Grammy-winning songs live with their friends when Dua Lipa kicks off her North American tour this February. But there's one Dua Lipa song that I place above all others is this one, One Kiss with Calvin Harris.
Still out, something in you lit up heaven. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by detectives. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here, hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary, cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, or here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out.
There you have it. We need that record, Kanye. Don't even worry about it. Yeah, we got you covered. We will always play it here on W, at least when I'm on the air. But anyway, do want to fill you in on one of the more exciting projects in music, you know, right now. And this comes from Complex here about Steven Victor. He always has a plan. He is a veteran music executive and CEO of the Victor Worldwide and has been calling the shots in the music industry, especially in the rap industry, behind the scenes for over two decades and currently oversees the work of an A-list collection of artists, including Pusha T, the late Pop Smoke, and his latest collaborator, Nigo. So he's kind of like a manager, pretty much. When Victor visited fashion icon Nigo in Tokyo last year, their conversation naturally shifted towards music. Nigo, who founded a bathing ape, Billionaire Boys Club, Ice Cream, and Human Made, is new artistic director for the French luxury fashion house Kenzo, but he also has deep ties with hip-hop, including a history of releasing mixtapes of his own and DJing with Teriyaki Boys. He hasn't released music of his own in nearly two decades, but after their visit, Victor wanted to change that. So speaking over the phone from an undisclosed location in Paris, following Nigo's Kenzo debut at the Paris Fashion Week on Sunday, Victor says their initial meeting in Tokyo led to conversation about potentially putting together a new album. Nigo was apprehensive about making a whole album at first, suggesting they should just do, you know, a two-song EP instead. But as time went on, you know, I Know Nigo, the concept was born. It will be executive produced here by Pharrell. So this is a little bit of a clip of a new Kid Cudi clip from the Nigo fashion show in Paris. Let's take a listen.
I want it bad, yeah. No turning back, yeah. I
yeah, so it's a little quiet there, but you can kind of hear it a little bit. You know, Kid Cudi and, you know, the Pharrell-style beat there. Originally, it was supposed to be just Pharrell, maybe Pusha T, but then I started reaching out to different people, and everyone was just like, yes, Victor explains. I know Negan now features appearances from Pharrell, Pusha T, A$AP Rocky, Tyler, the Creator, Kid Cudi, Lil Uzi Vert, and several others that have yet to be announced. So Nego previewed select songs from the album during his 15-minute Kenza debut on Paris on Sunday, where many high-profile artists were in attendance, including Kanye, Gunna, Tyler, the Creator, Pharrell, and Pusha T. The energy in the building was great, he says. It's Nego's first show, and it's also special for him. That energy continued to be to the after-party in Paris, and midway through our call, Victor gets cut off by a surprise guest. So this is a, you know, kind of the audio there. This is from Jordan Rose of Concept, or Complex writing this. So this is Pusha T jumping on the phone. Here's the. Again, I apologize there for the bad words, and it is a little, you know, just a little bit quiet there, a small snippet of what we see there with Pusha T. It's very, very exciting to come there, and it really sounds like a cool collaboration, cool mixtape, bringing back the mixtape game, which is something that's been kind of very much off in hip-hop for a bit. Yeah, the rap world has been waiting for Pusha, who has released sparing music since dropping his 2018 album Daytona. On the call, he confirms he's heard our wishes and that the new album will be well worth the wait. Pusha T, who borrowed a line, Jay-Z line from Freemason and flipped it into a hook for his appearance on Nego's song Shotta from the album, says he wants to reinvent his greatness going to the next album and using it, his plans to start a new era from himself. And, you know, love when Pusha T talks like that. He's always like, and of course, you know, they're up to some fun things too. We saw, everyone saw, I'm pretty sure, you know, the Gunna TikTok where, you know, he's next to, he's taking a video with Pusha T and Tyler, or sorry, and Pharrell. He goes, Pusha, Push and P, you know, Push and P, Pusha T and Pharrell, you know, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so Pusha T isn't the only rapper in the new mode from what I've heard thus far. You know that I Know Nego delivers a long-awaited reunion of A$AP Rocky and Tyler, the Creator on one track. Kid Cudi crooning over Neptune's production, as you just heard a little bit of, and Lil Uzi Vert spitting on an Axel drill beat. That's exciting. So yeah, this seems like a very, very anticipated project. And what with I Know Nego set to release on March 25th, 2022, and a single due on Friday, very, very exciting. I'll try to play that if I can get on the air here on WMFO Complex. Spoke to with Victor there, which is really pretty cool stuff. So great, great album. And, you know, yeah, it's been a while from Pusha T, but there is no reason we cannot return back to the classics. This is What Would Meek Do? Daytona. You know the vibes.
Talking shit, push, how do you respond?
I'm top five and all of them Dylon. I am the hope, the dope dealers won. Pricing the quote, the dope dealers want. Feds taking pictures like it's GQ. GQ. This Aviani collarbone is see-through. Angel on my shoulder, what should we do?
We do.
Devil on the other, what would Meek do? Papa Willie, tell the judge the Acanelli. Middle fingers out the ghost, screaming Machiavelli. Hail Mary, the scale fairy. Two sides to every coin, so we bail ready.
Bail ready.
How do you respond? I let the monies and the fools talk. I let the jewels and the hues talk. Watch face came with a fuse box.
Fuse box.
Chanel's on your. The coupe is 320, the roof's hit or miss. Murder on the highway, the news is at 6. See, I did it my way, the proof's in the bricks. Yeah, smell it through the Tupperware.
Tupperware.
Two can get you four like a double dare.
Ooh.
I'm the king of the ovenware.
Ovenware.
You can piece the whole puzzle here. Talking sh, yay, how do you respond?
Boop, scoop, whoop, whoopie whoop. Am I too complex for complex con? Everything Ye say cause a new debate. You see, he been out of touch, he cannot relate. His hard way too long, too bad. Got a surrogate his kid, get two dads. I be thinking, what would Tupac do?
You be thinking what new kids on the block do. If you ain't driving wild black, do they stop you? Well, MAGA hats let me slide like a drive-thru. That phone call from Ricky still hazy. When heaven got an angel named Avery. You gotta watch who you calling crazy. Yeezy, the newest billion-dollar baby. It won't feel right till I feel like Phil Knight. Going for six rings like what Phil told Mike. Seven pill nights, who know what that feel like? No more hiding the scars, I show them like Seal, right? How do you respond?
We're processing a crazy weekend in sports, including retirement rumors from the GOAT in just 3 minutes.
Legit, you know it's a hit when the Neptune's and the doggy dog finna spit. You know he's in tune with the season. Come in, baby, tell me why you leaving. Tell me if it's that you need, if you wanna breathe. I got the best minus C's. Ain't nobody tripping, VIP they can't get in. If something go wrong, then you know we get to go. With a G from Los Angeles, where the helicopters got cameras, just to get a glimpse of our chucks and our khakis and our bouncing car. You with your friend, right?
Yeah.
She ain't trying to bring over no men, right?
No.
She ain't gotta be in the distance. She can get all in an instant.
You'll see Venus and Serena in the Wimbledon arena.
Signs, Snoop Dogg, Charlie Wilson, a little Justin Timberlake on that track there. And you know, we got very crazy weekend. Talked about that a little bit last night, if you were listening last night on WMFO here at 11. You know, had a lot to say about the, you know, crazy weekend in sports and go through it all, though. Big question, though, everyone probably in the, you know, in the world of sports and just really in general has got to be having right now is Tom Brady in retirement. It is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with him and, you know, what we're going to see with him and his future with the Buccaneers, because he certainly does seem to be in a pretty good and desirable position. So, you know, it's not like, you know, not like the absolute end of the world. And here's how Yeah, so here's how it went here. So they were obviously asking for from the playoffs. So leading up to the final playoff showdown against Los Angeles, rumors ran wild this could be the final run for the 44-year-old, who could elect to retire this offseason. As CBS Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora even reported that some teammates of Brady's and the Buccaneers are bracing for him to potentially walk away from the NFL. So he says, in the immediate aftermath, he says, I've not put a lot of thought into it. He said, I'll just kind of take it by day, stay by day, see where we're at. When asked if he took a moment on the field to absorb the possibility that this might have been his final time as the NFL player, I was just thinking about winning. It's kind of my mentality, go out there and win, try to give the team the best chance to win. Again, you know, fascinating stuff. Brady here not giving us very, very much, but, you know, knowing the Brady personality, knowing, like, how healthy this guy is, you know, he had his most rushing yards in 10 years at age 44 this year. Just absolutely incredible performance, just, you know, in terms of the weapons he's had around him. And I think, you know, as long as he's staying, and they'd certainly be willing to stay. And it really does seem like, when it comes down to it, I think he could very well be, I'd say, like, he gives it one more year until the contract expires now, given how this is, you know, how he didn't come up successful. You know, why not, you know, if you're Tom Brady, why not give it one last chance to try and win it on the way out? That's what I say. So really kind of also a cool moment in the other game here. Patrick Mahomes jumped into Travis Kelce's arms after the game and danced in the end zone to celebrate the game-winning touchdown hookup. Then he did a 180 sprinting back to midfield and dodging his teammates who wanted to join him in the revelry like they were Buffalo Bills oncoming pass rushers. Mahomes dropped his helmet and wrapped his arms around another player in the field, but it wasn't someone in red and gold. It was Josh Allen. A lot of respect for Pat. He throws the winning touchdown and comes straight over and finds me, Allen said after the Bills' crushing 42-36 overtime loss to the Chiefs. To be in that situation and to do that, it was pretty cool of him. I mean, Allen especially, probably the better performance last night, is spectacular in the playoffs. 9 total touchdown passes, 771 yards, and no turnovers in 2 games. He never got a chance to touch the ball in overtime, something that had, you know, Chiefs fans really, really killing themselves about, oh, changing overtime rules, right? But, you know, I think you really do have to get a stop in that situation because, you know, had there been a few more seconds left on the play clock in regulation, very likely Chiefs would have just scored the touchdown and been able to win the game anyway, given, you know, how they were playing, you know, Bills defense-wise. You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, this is the stuff. These are, you know, as I believe Tony Romo said, you got to beat that guy to be that guy. And it looks like Josh Allen will be going up against Patrick Mahomes, I feel like, for years to come, because these are two very, very good players here. All right, we are going to get right back into our music. Up next, we got Every Day from ASAP Rocky. Rod Stewart and Miguel, love this one.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
So every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I should take it slow.
To another dimension, my mind, body, soul, in prison, my eye. Probably going ballistic, but listen, I'm missing a couple of screws. They ain't never do drilling, Drew. You've been sipping away at the truth. A double side of wisdom, a do, do, do. Rolling, do, hitting switch, rolling dishes, blowing kisses. To the tolling biscuits, what's the business? Beat the system, go to business, blow the sentence. Go to prison, go to church, and pray the Father, Lord, forgive us. And only God can judge me, and He don't like no ugly. I look so good, most of buddy. Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I know I plead the fifth. I tell a holler if you need some. The devotion is getting hopeless, but hold it. I'm getting closest. My soul is, I'm seeing ghosts. As a soloist, now a poet. Hypnosis, overdose on potions. Adjusting to the motions and getting out of my
every
emotions.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign.
Time drinking wine, feeling fine.
get a nauseous. Cause I ain't even mad yet. Caught me in a good mood. Papa Rossi went a nigga, chillin' at the bag check. Hope they show me in my good shoes. When Papa got the brand new bag, Flaco got the brand new rap. That's good news. Hood dudes usually don't look like you. I better get a deal and come back and I whole hood look like you. Screaming Pimp Squad, hold it down. Can't drive, I'm legally blind. If I live it down, put the media beside. You just got the guns like illegal to buy. The only key to survive and get a piece of the pie is to agree with a lot or just believe a facade. And I'll be fine just to drink in my wine.
I got the lovers chirping at the window, but I don't need love no more. I'll be fine sipping wine, taking time slow. I got the lovers chirping at the window, but I don't need love no more. I'll be fine sipping wine. So every day I spend my time.
I call you got that, cause you's a wildcat. You leave me with a big neck scratch when I hit it from the back. Pillow under your stomach, you like it like that. They catch you half sleep, so you can't fight that. We go for hours, f in the shower, devour, foreplay in the kitchen, bend it over the counter. You taste like candy, I eat it like sour power. You be liking it rough, your body soft as a flower. Yeah. And when we finish, you'll be holding me. Yeah. Put your head on my chest, you consoling me. Put the clothes of blinds when I'm hitting that. But I'm hoping you leave it open so they know it's me. From the beginning, you said it was mine. And I could tell the way you said it that you weren't lying. You sent me text through the day like, baby, you fine. And I can still feel the tingle up and down my
dumb
spine.
Dumb in a dream, oh, fantasy when you're around me. I must be losing my dream. Your whole squad plus three. You don't like to get told what to do, but you like it when I put you on a leash. All fours for me, on the floor for me. Every scratch and walls, parkour for me. And every night I'll hit it right. I'ma bring you on tour with me, yeah. You the one for me. And even if you're wrong for me, it's a good mistake. Even when I'm wide awake, I'm in a dream.
Making it gushy, hot throb of the project, spandex in a hoodie, Timbos, and your baby father was a bimbo, hence low, rather be bothered with all of them. We can fly to Jamaica, f*** all the haters. I'll take you out of the projects, mansions with elevators. We could drive and hit the city in Lambo, then lay down on the beach and watch the sand blow. Have you ever spent money without a worry? Shop till we drop Celine bags and Burberry. Bathing suit, Chanel boots for dinner time. Baby, we looking good, so you know we finna shine. Then head back to the villa to get a pinna. Fireplace when it's winter, we f***ing on a chinchilla. You with a winner, the heavy spender, you know it's me. I'm trying to bring out the freak in you like Jodeci.
I'm freaking dreams, fairy tale fantasy when you're around me. I must be losing my mind.
Really outstanding and really kind of abnormally like in tone and in type and kind of genre song here for A$AP Ferg. Dreams, Fairy Tales, Fantasies, A$AP Ferg, Rent Faez on that one. This one though, I'm taking it up another level with this one.
Ring, ring, ring.
Is that the postman?
Who this?
Telephone call from Young Cardi, said it's lit. Call a young lord, they said Barry, he legit. Money in a young boy, eating kinda off the shit. Young lord, I'm with them boys out of Harlem, what a sick. This
closer. Man, I pay for no sir. Ride a grocer, roller coaster.
I got money back. I'ma bag your bitch. I'ma buy your bitch.
I got money back.
I'ma cash. I'ma cash.
I got
cash
money back.
Cash target. Cash card. Card.
All this cash.
You can have this. You can have this.
You can have it.
Godfather rap, nappy plaques to the back. James Brown swag, Papa's got a brand new bag. I don't know how to act. On the author record, Michael Wax. Haul him back up on the mat. True New Yorker, knock the apple out your jacks. Pop the snap cap, pop facts. Gucci in Dior, bitten wars. Wore the piece before it hit the floor. Not even should you see overseas in stores. Who else with me? I know you seen the fall. Commend your boy, I've been the Lord. Holy Tabernacle, Mrs. Smack, the favorite rapper. Greedy for the fat guy's platter. Killing niggas, even though Black Lives Matter. Weak stomach flow, make him throw up. Stepping stoner, I'm your stepfather. Tell Tyler better step his flow. Mix the pole with the Pepsi Cola. Next tell or the Motorola. Gun probably never grow up. Postman with the telephone.
Ring, ring, ring. Postman.
Who this?
Super taco, super jazz, but super line. Oh man, that is gonna get sketchy. Shirt is striped, my shorts just shows my Vans advance. Cause Tyler does not fuck with Giuseppe. Fuck the Gucci, fuck the Rav, fuck the swag and all the other shit they wearing. Fuck the Rose and fuck the Rari, fuck the Lambo. Tyler only ride McLaren. You just think they really own because they trapping. Made about like 30,000. Departed through the carnival attendance. This shit was like 30,000. Shopping ball and opal fire. Diamond shining. Make sure my sapphire's glistening. Make this shit. I wear this shit. They cop this shit. It's golf. You tripping. I'm a businessman. You ain't never been the man. You the tax bracket change. Like, have you seen my home? Crib got a tennis court. My Venus is Serena on. Golf in his boot. Better ring the doctor. Ambulance come when I hit the scene. That boy flied in a bag of bees. I got my flowers. Life's a jeweler. Diamond finger. Size of a tumor. He's a genius. Have you heard the rumors? He's a winner, nope, not a loser. Passing blunts, press my new opportuna. Tease, damn, I'm hot, man. I'm not scared to freeze. January, Hawaiian shirts. Boy, this weather ain't got a thing on me. Where's the mirror? I'm that new. Hoot ain't got much on me. Cause I'm a master. I hit my own back to be like y'all boys. My new, that is gonna be.
You thirsty, please grab Sprite. My crib's lurking, don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast, I'm too crazy. Man, down, down the ave, it gets shady. Then the whip slide right back in the function. One wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster, gangster rap. Where the ladies at? If you real know the difference. Bandana brown like the dope daddy. Shooting in the kitchen room, north side. Never went to pilot, was Rio. Coco, the love of Creole. T-scrap moving for the D-Lo, we know.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat. Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach. Hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it. Split the dollars with my mama children. Folks need Porsches, need abortions. I just need your light of my business. Never no problem playing, no just never no problem spraying. No witnesses, no face, no case being with the shit. Hopped out broad day, didn't empty clips. Cut glass cause it wasn't belt cash. School wasn't no fun, couldn't bring my. No change gon' come like Obama them say. But they shootin' every day around my mom and them way. So he put an A with Keanu them stay. And that's for any nigga say he got a problem with me. How I'm f***ing, why I'm living, come and follow me. Pistol poppin' Poppy Street.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat. Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach. Nate Dogg still here cause a like me. Police still scared cause a like me. In the hood like a dollar sweet tea. Or a Louis Burger, you ain't with the business. Who you murder, you ain't heard a call. Chain best thing, smoking out the city. Riding around with the same shotgun and shot Ricky. Little shoulda zigzagged, didn't got his back wet. Now he running Northside. Better fact check front with the gun talk. I ain't heard a clap yet. Don't my first street, they didn't best yet. just set for little halftime. Brody banged five blocks, so I hit you on me five times. Better grab, y'all did it. Got away with it out the Civic. We been Long Beach City, pay a visit. Park Ramona, pop black the cone and give a hell till it's frozen over. I ain't never rep nothing.
Today to talk about how I feel, and I feel like that we are
going from west to east. A little bit of Vince Staples, following it up with some Joey Badass. This is Temptation.
Everybody got problems, yeah, but we didn't know one way to solve them. I really came up from the bottom, struggling my mama on the last dollar. Hustling, man, I've been putting in these hours. The government been trying to take it where it's ours. Really all about the money and the power. I just want to see my people in power. Tell me how we gonna shape this vision. Complaining all day, but in the same condition. If you want to make change, it's gonna take commitment. Some people enslaved by their religion. Can't emancipate the fundamental principles. When I see through optics, transform the wisdom. Watch me use my prophets, get them on the listen. I've been on a mission. And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless, and I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me? Everybody got fights, yeah, but wouldn't know what good advice was. Till I leave him lifeless. Another mama crying, it's another crisis.
My mic sounds nice, check one. My mic sounds nice, check two.
Yeah, yeah.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. My mic sounds nice, check one. My mic sounds nice, check two. Stone when I'm in my zoney zone. Smoking on the homegrown, feeling like I'm all alone. Used to go to King Dome, rock the park with Tony Tone. Listening to bone bone, feelings in my bone bone. I could tell it, I could give a f- about a list.
Yeah.
I could give a f- about a diss.
Yeah.
I could give a f- about your click.
Yeah.
Shut the f- for a rock skip, if
you heard,
my mama named me, my papa gave me, take a piss with the stiff. Life is different for me. For instance, the type of raised kids and some chicks he wouldn't raise his kids with. That type of twist.
Come on, man.
What you say, man? Time's out. Let's start over with this conversation. You sound super crazy right now. And I got my two kids listening.
I'm just playing.
You said what?
I said
what?
I'm just.
You got me.
That is one of the more probably enjoyable songs off of Testing there from ASAP Rocky. But we are kind of limited, as you know, in the time of things here as we get down to the final stretch, the last 4 minutes here of our hour. And I'll, you know, do the news on the other side there. But we will be getting into, there's a really kind of interesting story here I want to kind of end with. In a little bit of an interesting discussion point, you know, is Jay-Z, you know, will Jay-Z do a versus? Well, he weighed in on that a month ago and said some pretty interesting things on it. So here's what he said. He was talking to Genius's Rob Markman. And again, let's see here if we can play this clip talking about how he thinks that other people would do against him in the verses here. So this could be, you know, potentially explicit. Probably not, though. Let's take a listen.
Nobody can stand on that stage with me. I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing and done what they done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real.
I feel you.
It's not a shot. There's not a chance in hell that anyone could stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours.
Right.
Look.
You got to stand in front of the Grammy family freestyle live. No one's ever even seen me perform that. Like, you got to stand in front of that.
I would love to see it. Let's give it a shot. You know,
get back to the Miss Keys album.
Yeah, but so that's what Jay-Z is saying there. But pretty controversial take, saying no one can stand on that stage with him. Just they run out of songs after 2 hours. And, you know, I think there is definitely something to be said, the fact that, you know, he's been in the game since 1996. He has been, you know, releasing just the pure content. The volume of music he has made is just more than anybody else's. And I think, you know, one thing that really speaks to this and a great merit for this case is the fact that, you know, over the weekend I was on YouTube and there is this really, if you're a Jay-Z fan, which I very much am, there's this really, I don't know if you could tell if you've listened to the show here before, because I do tend to talk about it a little bit, but if you go on YouTube, there is this really just amazing collection of the collection of videos from this concert. There's actually one big long video. It's like about 2 hours from a few years ago when he was performing at like Webster Hall in New York City. Just 2 hours straight of just B-sides, like the smaller songs on the record, not the stuff that, you know, you really know Jay-Z for. A lot of great hits in there. There's songs I don't know. There's songs that I love. You know, most of them I've known more and more over time as I got more and more like deeper into being kind of a Jay-Z fan. And now I just like love Jay-Z more and more and more into that, you know. And that is just something that I think very, very few artists can do. Like, name any artist today that can just do 2 hours of B-sides and have a whole entire theater kind of singing along like he did. And, you know, just classic all the way through. So, yeah, many agreed with Jay-Z's comments, but there are others who brought up names like Lil Wayne, which, I don't know, I think maybe not. You know, it may get a little tight after an hour and a half with him. I think Kanye could definitely do it. He's been around similar times. Huge, you know, in terms of songs per album that hit, I think Kanye, you know, does maybe a little bit worse. You know, songs per album, like, he's a few albums where just are amazing, and a few albums are much more misses. Jay-Z, much more consistent over the period. Drake would have, I think, definitely a time doing it. Future, definitely not. I would just say, thinking about it, just giving my take onto it. You know, he's got a good point here. I really do think that, you know, with Jay-Z, you just go down the line, you know, you go through Reasonable Doubt, through, you know, you skip over things like Kingdom Come, you know, Blueprint, Magna Carta, Holy Grail, 444, all those albums, that, you know, The Dynasty, all that stuff that we know. It's very, very hard to imagine any kind of other rappers in the hip hop scene that I really think could compete with it. That is for sure. And at a certain point with Jay-Z, you just go and go until it's on to the next one.
I got a million ways.
Yeah, there we go. Jay-Z Swizz Beatz closing it out. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon. It's the Spencer Wall Show on WMFO.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hove on that new like, how come? Want my old, buy my old album. Stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Make the same, me, I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that